Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Shelo Baratzel Chacham De'ikulam Megzer Dilmukim Is Aski Be, because we should make it the Gezer decree that perhaps while you're busy with it, Asin Lemecham Nevi, you're going to come to eat from it, the meaning the chametz. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Mitoch Shelo Hatar Teloi Ktsira Kuterech Kol Hashan, and to harvest the way you do all year round, it'll be a dayim koytanam alilus from the karka. Rather, you're just going to pick them straight from the hand, with your hand straight from the ground. They also look so lifting out. Emir is now to cut from before you bring the carbon number. The Omer is the first of your harvest. Alakayin into the kain. Shehu tchila lit ksira. It's the beginning of the harvesting, and the ksira harvesting here means with an instrument. Zachar hu es iser hachadosh. Therefore, since he's not harvesting the normal way, he will remember the iser of chadosh. Alidei shinei hamaisa. Through changing the way that he's doing it, for the osin mechem will not come to eat from it. Tchina bar kodesh shahare kemach tanina, which says you use flour. Dahaya b'yadayim, which was with his hands, or b'yodom is the gears to change their hands. Ukeshtachnu, when they grind it, uherkiduhu, and they sift it. Ezeshine hayisham, what difference was there? To lo lacy lemesa luhum, it's not going to bring it to his mouth. He shaita at that moment. Mishaninan, techina. We answer techina is lo yitaychon also berechaim shomayim. They didn't use a water powered grinding millstone. Elo berechaim shoyada. They used a hand grinding stone. The havishinu lezichron. It is a change that will make him remember not to eat it. Al gabe napa letzadatachon shanapa. Underneath of the sifter hoifich hanapa alpnei, he's going to turn the sifter upside down. Al hodet na'am b'menochos in mesechus menochos koytsin in beis hashlochan keder chol koydim lo emer. You can harvest the irrigated fields just like you do during, normally, even before the omer. Shel beis hamokim tvu hagedil ben hamokim, the wheat which is growing in the valleys. V'taimo between the valleys. The time of Mefarish Hassan, the reason is explained over there. One pasuk says, because that's a seksira, you harvest the harvest, the vase, and then you bring it. Almamutu luxer kaidim loimer. You see, you're allowed to cut down and harvest before the carbon omer. So the chadomer, another one says, omerishis kaserchem. The omer is the first of your harvest. The mashmash who kaidim lokal kaser. Shampais is before all harvest. Okay, sad. How is that? Mokum shanta, maybe omer, from the place where you're bringing the wheat for the barley for the carbon omer. Iata koitzer koitim loy. You're not going. You're there. You can't harvest before it. Mokum shiata, maybe omer, from the place where you're not bringing the carbon omer. Ata koitzer, then you are allowed to harvest. But tonight with perikol karbanos, and we have a mishnah in perikol karbanos. Ema bein selos mincha loman beisas valim v'loman beisas shlochim v'loman beis hamokum. You don't bring the fine flour for the garman mincha, and not from a place which had zevel fertilizer put on it, and not from a place which is irrigated, and not from the valleys. They should fush land in them in the mufa, because it doesn't grow the best wheat there. My ikal amemra ha leka hasam shinim. There's no change of it. The whole question, Gedani says you're going to harvest, which is ubamankalis with a scythe. Below Gazrina, we do not make a Zera decree, Dilma Asin Lamechon, and perhaps to come to eat from it. Ukmela Hikar Rabbi Yehuda, the Mesechus Menachos, the Perikar Bishmol, and we say in the Mesechus Menachos, the Perikar Bishmol, that's the whole point of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gatani Sefer, the Sefer said, Anshi Michal Koitsun of Neom, the people from Yehuda would harvest before the carbon. Number below Michal Biyadu Chacham, the Chacham did not check. Arminium, then we said, Mancham Slay Domer Michal below Michal, who's the one who talked about objecting and not objecting? That was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Chodash v'da b'dile mine shahari lo horgalo achlo chalashani. You're not used to eating it the whole year. Ve'ein lemudin lufshut yad lahoishet l'pim. Your habit is not to stick out your hand to go bring it to your mouth. Avol chometz, but by chometz lemudin hach b'kol hach kol hashana. You're habitual to just take it to your mouth and eat it. The rabbanon lo kashem b'dmiya. It's a question. Lo m'dilom hashana. So the rabbi Yehuda only answers for Yehuda. V'had the rabbanon nami kashem. The rabbanon's opinion is also a question. Why? The Mimasis and Lobas, the Mimas Namish did not make a Gezer of Hassan over there. Katani Shalom Brussel Chav the Chav weren't happy with what they were doing. The Mashmal, which implied that because the Rebbe Meir made a Gezer over there. How do you know Rebbe Meir? The Humum they Pukte, because he's of those who argue Rebbe Yehuda, they're all of the Talmudim of Rebbe Akiva. Duma Osil Lamechon, and he had a decree over there, a Gezer that perhaps he might come to eat from it. Who acts well, machzer, a love, the surf, I forgot to be alma gazirin, and the dover shall also boy, even though normally we do make a gazirin, something which you're busy with, shalom, you shall put it in your nose, and you shouldn't put it to your mouth. Hoch over here, but because comments by checking for comments, luckily, you don't have to make it a gazirin. Why? Who acts well, because, call a sick of zebra comments, and no, Elo lemaaser elo lesarfa, because all is busy with the chametz right now. His whole purpose is to go and burn it. And the chazakhron leiser gadol mizeh is something which is going to remind him of the prohibition more than this. These are not fit to be eaten. After it's been dried in the oven, it's not fit to be eaten. It's still soft in the shells. Before it dries, remember, what are you going to answer then? He remembers because he's picking up a hand and not with an instrument. Rabbi answered earlier, the lack of kituf, why the irrigated fields where there's no kituf we can harvest normally, my equal the marrow, you can answer. The time of the Rehud and the Mizrim Pudus, we shouldn't be dealing with it because people are separated from it and they do not need to be reminded anymore. But Chomets, people are used to habitually eating it all year long. Shiragal Bokol Shah, because you're used to it all hours, or is it Shah? I'm not sure. That's a change from earlier. Kol Nair Shiva Gemara, anytime it says Nair, Gemara Haino Akli Krushel, it's a lamp. Now, Tefes, Tipin Dako, small traps, Kishap Sila Maveris, when the wick is burning. But I feel he shall Haris, Oysa Shiva Ferris, that two of them Isa, which is disgusting, I feel Ochi, even so it's Osir, it's Osir. Why? Dilma Osir Lamechum, and they perhaps can come to eat from the oil. But Tiny, when he's saying in the price, so, Hanois, the Jemal Air, your Hive. Mishamami put oil into a candle, a lamp on the Shabbos. It's called lighting a fire. Mishamami, if you take away from it, you're extinguishing. Rabbi Yehuda Matar, Rafa Gav, the Shem, how cold to you? Well, even though oil, everyone is used to using it. The Rabbanan, like a luxury, you can't, that's a contradiction in the opinion of the Rabbanan. The Ha, Okim, the time of Muhammad, who said the reason by Muhammad is Mishamami, who asked the Maxwell of the circle, because he is trying to go and burn it, so if you don't have to make a gazer, it's different from Shabbos. Kesher Shachayamashu also Shalatiru Le'olam. You have a Kesher, a permanent knife, which means you're not going to ever undo it. Have a Abalocha, that's an Abalocha, B'Mesechah Shabbos, in Mesechah Shabbos. Lo'yehe Kesher, to have a Kesher Shachayam, because it's a permanent knife, Le'olam, you're going to make a bow. B'lo Gazvin and Aniba Tukshir, we do not make a gazer of making a bow. Perhaps you might come to make a knife. Korech Kri Chavam, just wrapping around. Punda is an Ezer Chalol, it's a hollow belt. Skaya is a pishulia. Shukarchan Svivos Shukayim, that you wrap around the thighs, and it's a type of scrap. Shulia Anvil Gezer Mishum Kshira, because it's a Gezer, you bank up to tie it. Halva also Bekas, since you're busy with this. Kasha Darbunda, Shulfer said Darbunda, the Chavel. It's a Kasha Darbunda who would sit by the tube, the base of the tube, and the Darbunda over here by the rope. Shemen, Zeb Shemen, they call it Shana Mechlef, Asil Lamechel. Because this, by Shemen, it's different because the whole year you're using it and you're going to come and get confused and come to eat it. It's not meant to be a permanent knot. You're not going to ruin your scrap, lose your scrap, or just use it as a rope for your well. It's not supposed to leave it there forever. Should Hashmishul lekachem his purposes for this? Ikal mecha shemini nichoshem, and therefore we have to worry that perhaps you leave it there. Chavul the garbage in the royal lemil lemayin. Tom is not fit to be used to constantly draw water with it. Rabbi Yehuda matter, Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Lo gozer kav Shabbos, he doesn't make gzeir b'Shabbos for the kimna, as he said in time of the mishul chomer the Shabbos, because the stringency it's Shabbos so chomer. Parsha in Shemini Yisurdi, like people are careful about its prohibitions. And this current hint, remember, Avul the Rabbanon, the Hochav Rabbanon over here, the Rabbanon that evil with the Rabbanon with regard to the bow. Kasha, that is a new question. Mashinim, we answer Chavul v'Chavul Michlo. The Hasha, Terusi Kulu, the Rabbanon, Terusi Kulu, we answer everything. The Rabbanon does also call Hechad the Michlo. The Rabbanon make a gzera anytime I come to get confused between one something mutter and also Beim Shabbos, Beim Shara Yisuri, whether it's Shabbos or any other. So Hilkach, therefore, the Chodosh by the Chodosh of the Omer before Omer goes, they made a gzera. V'chim b'shofer sotu by the tube over there with the candle. V'chim b'chevel sotu the rope. Avol b'chametz v'chametz lo. Not there, not. Why? Mishum the mutter of the circle, because he is warned and obligated now to burn it. Ubeniva nami lo and by a bow also not mishum de lo michlo, because that's something which you get confused. Rabbi Yehuda goes over completely de lo bedili mine. Rabbi Yehuda makes a gezer anything by anything that which you are not separated from. Ubemidi the bedili mine, and something which you are separated from, you're already used to not using, then lo goes over to make gezer. Hilchoth therefore bechametz goes over bechametz he made a gezer. Alo bechadosh, but by chadosh bedili mine, people are used to not eating it. The whole hanich. The Shabbos only is the Shabbos. Hashem the bedin the night. People are separate themselves from they're used to that. They're shrinking about the kol machmir. But Neva, now when she was shrinking by the bow, is Hashem the b'sarver he go for kshir. It wasn't because of kshiras, because he holds that a bow is a knot. B'chor also the hatabal movement is forbidden to put, make a blemish on it. But feel a ligrom and even just to cause a blemish. The tanya, as we say in the verse, mum lo yib. The brassel says mum lo yib. Hashem have a mum li. Ainly Ella Shalo Yatabum Mainly shouldn't proactively go make a blemish. And then Shalo Yigrum Loy had it shouldn't try and cause one time. Alumra call mum. That's in the Mesechus Beis, that's all over there in Mesechus Beis. In Mekiz and Dam, I feel the Mokum Sheino is a Bobum, even place which does not make a Bobum, Shtahin, the Mokum Shabai, that's in any part of the body, in Eino Chaytik Men, if you're not coming off of it, Etzim a bone, or Poygim Sfasel, or making a spleen of its lip, or Osim or its ear, the whole Dover Sheino Chayzel Kadnus, anything which doesn't go back to heal properly. Havi Mum, that's a blemish. Iduch, everything else, though, Havi Mum is not considered a blemish, but does Rabbi Huda makes a Gezer over here, Otto Mokum Shos a Bobum, lest you come to do, make a blood in the place which will make a mum. Even though it's a kashim and people are separated from it. Machlekas of Mishim and Rabbi Yehuda is Vitaras Kain, and Machlekas of Rabbi Yishim and Rabbi Yehuda is found in the Midrashim of Taras Kainim. Daf Yud Aleph, Amud based. Almamad, Kain Zebahol, Allah Bukhar Shalayim. So Kain is very nervous about the firstborn animal that shouldn't die. Since he's very nervous about his money, if you don't permit him to bloodline in a place where there does not make a mum, then over all the rechah will violate your words and bloodline anyways. Then he's not going to be careful between the place where it does make a blemish and the place where it does not. The sabra shah kol shav is going to think everything is equal. The kadrin is ashtaludo, it's a type of comic. The karatzafin, the rishina, as we explained, the klisha shen of gaslis. That the teeth of the comb are very thick, big. It doesn't make a wound. Because wounding a living creature is considered a malacha of shochet. The Ketani Mias, Aval Makaratz, when we said that you are allowed to be Makaratz, if Amo lo gazer mitoch, shadon bohol, Isher Sle Kirtsov, Ovid Kidr. We don't say that because the person is worried about his money that you can permit him to do Kirtsov. Which is with the large tooth cone, he'll come to do kiddur, which is in the fine tooth cone. Ufisha tit machashes behemah umatzara, because the tit weakens the animal and causes the pain. Or Rashi has to add in machash when the Gemara just mentions about pain. I don't know. Lo michel for rabbanon sari michel for rabbanon hold that indeed he will make a confuse one to the other. Masis in the Mishnah, but starting the tchilas sheish rachav dav dechol shol. Sheishes midiraisa shar. Even though the whole 6th hour of midiraisa you are permitted to, because the rabbanon, the rabbanon made a gezer of their duma. Tell perhaps to make a mistake. But several sheishes who think the 7th hour is the 6th hour. Avlah chamishes on the 5th hour. Lo tell people don't make a mistake. Remember to say alah sheishes chamishes. Then on the 7th hour, that it's really that it's the 5th hour. Umotir, that should still be permitted. Toilin kol chamesh for in the ochel, you don't eat it to toil because we do make a mistake. For several alah shviz shehi chamishes, they do think that the 7th hour will be the 6th hour, the 5th hour. Umiu lisrof in the sarch, you don't have to go burn it. However, you don't have to go burn it. Do michael the pamphlet, you can feed it to your animal. Avol shishes, but in the 6th hour, apahanda osam edarbon, even getting deriving benefit from it will be osam edarbon, because there are mishum shis, exactly, you might come to beginning hanan during the 7th hour. Shtei chavol shel chametz v'shel chametz shel toil b'silus u'gemar mefarshim will explain man. Paslin and what made them possible. Hayu Munocho is the whole Erev Pesach on Erev Pesach. Al Gabi Itzba Steyo Shayu Baharabais. This is a legend on Harabais. Shemus Kavsim Yoshim Bin Yodim. There people would gather together and sit. But Uranus on the Simon, they would see it as a reminder, a mark that they should know. Little Achas Mehem, the Tchilis Chamesh, beginning of the Tarabal, Shliach Bezin, the messenger from Bezin, come, but little Achas and take one of them. But Shumo Kol Chamesh, the also the Hafsin Kachem Yodim, because the also to destroy. Catch him with your own hands. Kol zmanchi yochalachon, so long as you're able to eat it. But from the chilas sheish, the ha'avadei rubot ta'ol ben sheish l'shem. Because for sure, most people make a mistake between the 6th and the 7th hour. Gemar echad omer b'shnayim b'chaydish harag zes. And eventually, the person murdered somebody. Bechad min ha'edim omer. Another witness says b'shlosh v'chodesh is on the 3rd month. Edus and kaimis, we keep their edus. This is good. The Bezin how you bite in the sun, and Bezin would check them b'shevach hakirs, the 7 times of checkings. Till the kaimis will say later. They came in the hushvu shneim. Lomer b'shlishi over v, since both of them came equal to say the 3rd or the 4th. Kshepoit kem ezin yom b'chaydish, and we say which day, and you check them which day of the month. Was omer zeh b'sheni b'zeh omer b'shlishi. This one says the 2nd day, this one says the 3rd day. Shneim al yodom, al yom echad heida. They're both testifying the same day. Elishin zeh yodom b'ibur v'shal chaydish. This one knew that the month was a leap month. The previous month was a leap month. Shachodesh Avar Mali. The previous month was a leap month. The Hukvah Rosh Chodesh Miyom Shloish Shabbat. Rosh Chodesh was made on the 31st day. Vezesh Amar Mishtayim. The Chodesh one says the second one. Yodah Boy knew about it. Vezesh Amar Shloish. The one who said the third of the month Savar Shachukvah Chodesh Miyom Shloish. He thought that the Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day of the previous month. Since there are people who make such a mistake, Avishim Mitzuvin on the Lachalik Esedusim. Even though we have an obligation to try and split their edus, kadesh to battle, in order to do away with their edus, lahatzalas and nefesh to save the person's life, we don't have the ability to divide their edus. Edus and batelah, the behold, people don't make such a mistake. We quote 7, the pasuk says, Darash b'charto, v'hine emes nechoin, shetei edus, and mechavenes, you have to get their edus to be exact. Below, and if not, lo, kadlina, you do not kill the perpetrator. For who? Behain, Beturin, they're both going to be potter. They ain't Edim, Herog, and Eli. They have some because people, the witnesses only get killed if they become Edim Zerimit. Echolam Rebishteshas, Edus and Kayemis, the Toy of the Makakis, people make such a mistake. Echolam Rebishesh, Echolam Rebisheva, Edus and Batel, after the Rebuild, and quite Rebuild, the Bechamesh, Chamab Mizrachel Shabakia, because in the fifth hour the sun is in the east, the Yachol of the sky, the Yachol Haven Aide, Hatzel, and you can recognize it through the shade, because you're nice and Yodel connected to the Mizrach, when you put your hand facing the east, Havel Hatzel, the Tzad Marif, the shade is on the west. Rosheva Chamab Marif, Hatzel, the Tzad Mizrach, and the shade is on the east. When you check their words carefully, and you understand exactly what they want, what they mean, Timsel, you'll find out, will come out, then the different be mayor, they're going to marry the Mekayim Eidus, the Beis, the Gimel, that he says that the Eidus, that one says on the second day of the month, one says the third day, well, Mufatel shall Gimel, but he says that the if one says the third day of the month, one says the fifth day of the month, ain't them tell you, the local person doesn't make any mistake. And according to Yehuda, the Mekayim Av Shalosh V'Chamesh, they says even once is the third day, once is the fifth day, Adam tell you, Chatzi, Shah person will. First, will make a mistake over a half hour. But Meir ain't of them Toya, local. A person doesn't make any mistake. But Toya, and a person doesn't make a mistake, Shakran, who is a liar. Behind the Mekhamer, Meir, Edel Shel Shtayim, B'Shalosh, that which Meir says, the testimony of the second of the month and the third of the month, is Meshim Shashtayim He'idu Al Rega Echon. They're both testifying in the same moment. The Maisa, because the case that happened, Yehavi B'Meir Pektati, Umayel Tlas, was talking about. At the end of, actually these are hours and not days, that they were married, the Mekayim Edus, the base of Gimel, over the second hour and the third hour, Mevatel Shal Gimel V'Shohei, and he's Mevatel the third hour and the fifth hour, start over again, Ein Adam Toya Evelokom, versus the beginning mistake, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mekayim Mashal Shalosh V'Chamesh, Rabbi Yehuda says, even the third and the fifth hour, you keep Adam Toya Chasei Shah, person will make a mistake of a half hour. Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Toya Evelokom, person doesn't make any mistake, but Hoy Toya Shachran, the person doesn't make a mistake, is lying. Haini Mekayim Rameir, Eidu Shal Shtayim V'Shalosh, and that which Rameir says, if it's the second and the third hour, one says the second hour, one says the third hour, he says it's a good day, this is Mishum, the Shishneim He'idu Al Rega Echad. They're both testifying about the same moment. The Maisa, because what happened, Ki Havi Be'im Make Ketarati B'Mayla Tlas, was when the second hour was ending and the third one was starting. B'Tzassel Shishneim, the second one was ending, B'Shel Shishit Nechnesses, and the third one was coming in. B'Shneim Kacha Eidu, both of them are testifying the same thing. The Ayin, the Omar Shtayim, that one who said the second hour, B'Soy Shishneim was talking about this end of the second hour. Hayin, the Omar, and one who said the third hour, was someone in the beginning of the third. L'Kaimon Parach, and the person, and later we're going to ask, Miyo Deyashi Chavelas L'Kach, who says that, how do we know that that's their intent? The Hoyusa L'Kach Hoyusa, that was what their intent was. Dilma Hayin, the Omar Shtayim, that was it, perhaps that was she said too, the second hour was with Chidash Shtayim Gomer, at the beginning of the second hour, Yish Chiluk B'Neim, this is a separation between them. Behold, and since, V'la Rimer, Ein Chiluk B'Toys, since there's no, Ein Chiluk B'Toys, you do not try and say that maybe they just made a mistake, Hari Ein Shachronim, we should assume that they're liars. You'll say this, perhaps they made a mistake up to a half hour. Someone says it's the third hour, Hai B'Chamesh, someone says it's the fifth hour, Ages and Kaimus, you keep their Ages, why the Maisek Ka? He have the pop with the Arba, because when did the actual murder happen? That was in the middle of the fourth hour. Was that Omar Basov Shalosh, and this one's saying at the end of the third hour, was that Bethkhilis Chamesh, and this one's saying at the beginning of the fifth hour. Cholachim Hem Tom in the Maisa, the Chesishat, each one's making a mistake of up to a half hour. Lakame Parach, we're going to ask also later, Hey Chim Hadrin, let's Rufa Aedis, and how can they try and get their Aedis to be combined? Havalon Lamemer, we should have said, the high Bethkhilis Gimel Karm, this one's talking about the beginning of the third, the high Basov Chamesh Karm, and the other one's talking about the end of the fifth, the Yesh Chaluk. God will be named, and there's a big gap between them. Vekulei hai loto, and it's such a mistake people do not make. But the chalak edusan, and you should separate, split their edus. But not so, as to hanefesh and save the murderer's life. The potential murderer's life. In the sub shtayim, if it's the end of the second hour, so it was high, the gomer shaloshim, so it's the end of the third hour, the tchila shaloshim, talking about the beginning of the third hour. But katoi mashu, we made just a tiny mistake. We would tchila shalosh, and it was the beginning of the third hour, high, the gomer shtayim, as we said, the second hour is the sub shtayim. So talking about the end of the second hour, but katoi mashu is making a mistake of a tiny drop. The Rabbi Huda, maisa, the soif, shalosh. Rabbi Huda says that the maisa is talking about at the end of the third hour. V'hai d'omer b'chilas chamesh, and as she said at the end, beginning of the fifth hour, toi shov. Ruvias umashe hu shel shov. Shalosh. He's making a mistake of the fourth hour and a little bit at the end of the third hour. Inami, or alternatively, b'chilas chamesh, how it happened at the beginning of the fifth hour, right? The Gomer Sol Shalosh, and actually said at the end of the third, is Tosh Shor Revi, is the Mashu is making a mistake of the fourth hour, and a tiny drop more.